fare nessuna buona cosa, no? Testi che si sì. Abbiamo The Optic, Diffuso The Optic di Michael Conception. The Petroness of the United States, yes, many other countries. And this always has been a beautiful feast, especially in this Christmas season, because we were expecting the coming of the Blessed Virgin Mary on her Immaculate Conception, before expecting the child Jesus in Christmas, because he's coming. The Divine Providence wanted to be together, both feasts, for the expectation of Our Lady coming. This is why also the Incarnation and the Annunciation is a focus during this Advent, or season Advent. So let's look a little bit of meditate upon the Immaculate Conception, which according to many theologians is a summary of all the Catholic theology, all the Gospels theology and doctrine. Why? Because Immaculate Conception refers precisely to what the Blessed Virgin Mary is in essence. And she said in Lourdes, I am the Immaculate Conception. I am. It's exactly what describes better the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we know that our Lord came on earth to redeem us from sin. And sin precisely is the cause of our Lord coming down, God coming down in the Incarnation, which is immaculate. It presents the contrast between someone worthy, completely worthy, 100% with God from the very beginning, full of grace, and the contrast with us, sinners, which were born with original sin, but we aspire to be like the Blessed Virgin Mary, because in order to go to heaven, to be with her, reigning with her in the kingdom of God, we have to be immaculate one day, so without stain anymore, to being cleansed completely in order to enter heaven. This is the will of God, to be like our mother. Finally, we will be like our mother in heaven. This is a great consolation, to persevere, to be like her, to be with her, to be worthy of her. This is a beautiful consolation. And meanwhile, as all the theologians, all the gospel says, have to fight sin with all our might. This is why it's very fruitful to think in the Immaculate Conception in Agua de Guadalupe, but also in her solitude. Because Our Lady Guadalupe came precisely in the midst of darkness, the pagan and diabolical worship of the Aztecs, to bring light, to bring her maternity, her grace, her intercession upon us. And Christmas tide, precisely, in the Advent, to prepare our souls for heaven. It's what she's expecting the child Jesus in Our Lady of Guadalupe, precisely in this Advent season. Because she wants to, for us also to bring us to light in heaven. This is why it's the main focus. And also, you have to know that the first apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe was on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Because in the 16th century, the feast was on the 9th of December, on the day of the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe. The first apparition was on the 9th. Very meaningful. So Our Lady being Immaculate Conceived in order to be the Mother of God. It's Our Lady of Guadalupe, and be our Mother also, preparing us to receive the child Jesus on earth, but also in heaven one day. It's full of theology. But the Immaculate Conception, precisely first for us, foremost, is to realize the necessity to abandon sin completely, to fight against sin, whatever sinfulness, against faith, against morals, whatever is displeasing to God. It's why we become religious, and we have the grace to be accompanying Our Lady in her sorrows, in the midst of darkness. because she needs this companionship, this souls who will be repairing the damage done fight by sin in order to bring grace upon souls. So it is why we are bringing the Immaculate Conception to souls by being faithful in the convent, in the religious life. We bring these graces of Our Lady upon souls. And she was conceived, yes, by God. Yes, Immaculate. So this is a masterpiece of God. So when we read St. Thomas Aquinas said that the God being all almighty, he could have not done better the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we cannot even imagine the perfection and the beauty of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother. This is why the epistle is taken from the Book of Wisdom to relate that the whole of creation was made after to please the Blessed Virgin Mary, mainly, foremost. It's a place for her, for the Queen, and our Lord. So this is why we can say really that the model that God took in order to create so much beauty, it was the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it's what better portrays yes, our Lord and the Most Holy Trinity. It's why we can try to see the Blessed Virgin Mary in everything, because she's the matrix of all graces, all levels, natural and supernatural levels, even in glory. She wants to give us the glory. It's why many saints said that the Blessed Virgin Mary is present on those who are going to be saved and have a great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary on the particular judgment. And many also will be present at the moment of our death, many of who are devotees to her. I will say especially those who are in the devotees to the Aboleo Sorrows, Aboleo and her solitude. Because it's precisely what the Novena prays. Blessed Lady, that we may be worthy to have your presence the day of we die, because we have been present to you in your sorrows, in your darkness, in your difficult moments. Yes, it's very, without being boosting about that, without being presumptuous, we can really be certain that she will be present even at the moment of our death. And she will be with us also in the particular judgment. And our Lord will be merciful to us. And also, if we go to purgatory, yes, she will take us out for purgatory as soon as possible. At least that will be our prayers every day of the Benedictines. So as you see, the Blessed Virgin Mary is everything. At the natural level, at the supernatural level, this is why we should be contemplating, as contemplatives, religious, the Blessed Virgin Mary in whatever we say, see, whatever we do, whatever problems, trials, temptations, difficulties, as we have been studying the ontological will of God, because the Blessed Virgin Mary is precisely where we are focusing. And she knows what we need, but she does always the will of God. And God wants us to go to her straight directly, to ask and to give thanks to adore our Lord together with her, through her, and also to be repentant through her in her heart, in her Immaculate Heart. So everything is in the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this day, the Immaculate Conception, is the greatest feast to remember who is our mother, who is taking care of us, who is the one who is giving us the graces that we need. We cannot doubt, we cannot be fearful or sad at all, having such a mother and such a treasure with us, especially since we are taking care of her sorrows, doing the greatest mission, the greatest merciful action on earth. Remember, from the acts of mercy, the greatest acts of mercy is done towards God's will, towards God's the most sacred heart's pain. So the greatest pain of the most sacred heart is to see his mother suffering. The sorrows of Mary is the greatest pain of our Lord. No doubt about that. No doubt. This is why when we are engaging in repairing the Immaculate Heart of Mary, doing mercy towards the Blessed Virgin Mary and God himself, we are doing the greatest apostolate, the greatest activity possible on earth. It's why I told you, sisters, even if we will have done it only 3 days, one day, that would have been great achievement. So, we have been persevering more than 3 months already. We're in the month number 4 already. It's a great achievement. So you have to be very grateful, generous, because it's something that we don't deserve, to be able to love, repair, contemplate the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we be very grateful in this feast and ask from her the graces to persevere in this beautiful vocation. In the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.